This past week, I conducted a time management seminar for around 40 people. I asked the group, why do you want to manage your time better? The responses mostly revolved around time famine. They want to get more done, make more money, or get a better job. Then I asked them if they've ever considered the reason to better manage their time is to get things done sooner so that they might have more time to devote to the things that are really important. Are you living your eulogy or your resume, I'll ask. Usually it is a question that many have never been asked. A recent Huffington Post article talked about redefining success beyond power and money to include well-being, wisdom, and our ability to wonder and to give as part of the equation. They call it the third metric. When we remember someone who died, we rarely talk about money and power achievements. We talk about the quality of their character, what they believed in, how they treated people, or their strong faith. We don't recall the number of Facebook friends they had or if that they never missed a good reality show. What we remember are things like Joe was a good husband and father and friend. He cared for the poor, the less fortunate, the sick, and the aged. In managing our time, we must differentiate between things that are important and things that are urgent. Things like email, texting, smartphones, Facebook, and Twitter all seem to be important because of the immediacy they create. It is a false sense of urgency. Their urgency doesn't make them important. As a matter of fact, they're the greatest of time wasters. What would happen if we actually talked to fellow workers face-to-face instead of texting them? Or if we took half the time we spend on Facebook and visited someone in the hospital or served food at a local shelter? We would be living our eulogy instead of our resume. We would be defining our success by the third metric of well-being, wisdom, our ability to wonder, and to give back. Take the eulogy test. How would you like your life to be described at your funeral? It's not too late to change gears and make your life matter. We can make a living or we can design a life. We can ask the question, what gives meaning to my life? The answer will reveal the best, most authentic version of you. Live that, and you'll be living your eulogy instead of your resume. This is Tony Agnese.